We talk about the sankhara, the jetana, which accompanies the kusala and akusala citta. But for punyabhisankhara, it means only kama vajra, mahakusala, and rupa vajra, five rupa vajra only. It depends on you whether you'd like to add or not.
What is bhava in the paticchasamuppada then?
There are two meanings of bhava. Jetana is also bhava in that.
But we just said Chaitanya was Sankhara.
The past, Chaitanya.
Okay, Sankhara is the past, yeah.
Is Sankhara in that sense accumulated karma from the past?
When we talk about Sankhara, we mean only Chaitanya, Chaitasika. And when we talk about Sankhara, we mean the Sankhara which conditioned the birth consciousness. So it must be always the past. Because the birth consciousness is the present life. And Chaitanya now is kamma, pawa, and it will be sankhara when it conditions the birth consciousness of next life.
But it, isn't it also sankhara when it conditions some result in this life too? Because it can also condition some result in this life, can't it?
Yeah, so it conditions all vipaka because the Chaitanya, which is the kamma, pachya, conditions the vipaka citta.
So this is why it's so complex, because you're trying to understand different periods of time to me. This
is one tries to understand it. It's different from when one understands the chati and what condition what, like Chaitanya conditioned the vipaka, kamma pachya conditioned the vipaka pachya. And you can fit it in the paticchasamuppada with the understanding of the Chaitanya and the vipaka, kamma and vipaka.
In short, dukkha is the upadana panchakanda, he specifically says. Why doesn't he just say panchakanda?
What about the one which is not the object of upadana?
Mm-hmm.
See? Very simple. Arising and falling away, not as the object of upadana. Now, all khandas, rupa khanda, arise and fall away. Not necessary to be the object of upadana, only the one which is the object of upadana. So when there is the moment of realization, the arising and falling away, it must be the one which is used to be object of upadana. And there are two meanings of upadana as well. The rupa, which is conditioned by clinging, is also upadana khanda, and the object of clinging is also upadana khanda.
The rupa that is conditioned by
upadana.
The rupa that is conditioned by upadana. What is the rupa that's conditioned by upadana? Kamacha rupa. What's an example? Kamacha rupa.
How many kamacha rupas are there?
Not all.
28. How many kamacharupas are there? This should be find out first before we understand the paticchasamuppada.
That's what I'm trying to understand. I haven't figured out what a kamacharupa means yet. I've read over it several times and I still don't understand what a kamacharupa is.
The rupa which is conditioned by kamma is kamacharupa. Because kamma, kamma, you know the word kamma, and cha means good. Derived from kamma.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. So kamma
charupa, chitta charupa, utu charupa, ahara charupa. Cha means good in Thai.
So those are the upadana rupa. Ah, yeah, right. I've read that. Yeah. That's right. Nina explained that to me once. Yeah, I remember that.
More. Not only five, more.
But they're the prime ones, they're... Yeah. What are the other ones then?
Kamacha rupa. How many are there?
Yeah.
20.
So 20 of the 28
it depends, 18 or 20. If from the, what's that, Parishet 6, it said that's 18... But if from the Abhidhamma, but Pitipika is a 20, including the Lakkhana loop.
So it is including those ones I said, like facial color too.
That's conditioned by citta.
Yeah. There is the four Mahabuddha loops and four Kojala loop and five Pasatha loop and one Hatthaya
loop. How does this relate back to Upadana and Paticchasamuppada though? Exactly, again? I'm just lost.
Much rupa arises when the Patisanticitta arises. People think that it's easy to talk about Paticchasamuppada and the Four Noble Truths in the beginning. So they start from Paticchasamuppada and the Four Noble Truths and they don't have any understanding. Yeah. That's why if we know all of this and then we try to understand, we can understand stage by stage.
And you've been listening to Abhidhamma for a year and a half and something now?
Eyes, ears, nose, tongue. Body.
Hataya.
Six. And the two sex.
Oh, sex, right.
And what else?
Four Mahabhuta.
That can be conditioned by all four, not just only by Kamma. So we talk just about the karma, but we can include that too because that is also conditioned by karma. But when we talk about the rupa, which must be conditioned only by karma, chivitindriya rupa, nine.
Is that conditioned by karma?
Sometimes I think that when we work out by ourselves, we can remember better.
Oh, sure. How can we understand the rupa, which is conditioned by karma, without remembering, just understanding? What's the word, Ajahn used, the primary rupa, isn't it, the avinipu?
About the rupa, which is conditioned by karma, only by another condition. It's rooted. All eight can be conditioned by karma too.
Okay.
So when you count the Gaya Tasaka or whatever, you know, the first three, those don't have, you don't count these also in the 10, do you?
One by one. For example, Gaya,
yes.
And Jaku, and the Dota, or one. Dasakana.
Included in the 10? In the Gaya Tasaka, a lot.
When we talk about the life, we talk about the root of rupa.
Yes.
But then we talk about the kind of rupa.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Maybe we just add to this group.
Ajahn, cow is difficult. If we don't count, we we cannot think of what we're trying to think. I'm trying very hard to understand. Actually, I'm trying very hard to understand, you know, since I study in Thai. But I don't know why. I have to use my memory in understanding.
Chitta, conditioned by chitta, not by karma at all. It can be conditioned by chitta or uttu or ahara.
Yeah.
But not in karma.
Five basata, and one hatayaru, and one chivit drinking, and another two power loops.
So we got them all? Mm-hmm. All nine?
Nine. All ten. When you say 20, you mean at the moment that it arises only? Because you didn't count all four Lakkhana loops? Just two? Or four?
Yes.
That was already called Lakkhana loop. Two.
Two.
Because if we not call Lakkhana loop, they are 18.
Yes, but you didn't count all four Lakkhana loops.
Why not just one at a time, including the sankati root too, because it follows instantly immediately.
by way of truth, not by way of form.
Anka, I still do not understand why Lakkhana Rup is one of the Kammacca Rup. Lakkhana Rup.
All rupas, there must be from Lakkhana Rup.
All rupas. But in...
Rising,
yes, there is rising and falling away. And right, okay. And in this the Kammacca Rupa, we count only two Lakkhana
Rupa.
At the moment of arising.
One, two, because we just talk about the moment of this arising. There must be four altogether.
Right, because it's like a kind of arising from.
The Vajra, the condition, the arising of the Pajupana, the result, it conditions the arising of the Rupa, not the falling away of the Rupa. Mm. Even in the past,
why the past?
Because you were saying the
Gama. Now we're talking about the moment that the conditions originate the arising only.
So, also
the follows later.
Yeah. So when you're talking about the sankhara, it's in the past, it's past Ketana. When you're talking
about
rupa,
the sankhara which conditioned the birth consciousness.
Uh-huh.
How can it be the this line, sankhara?
Right. Yes. But when we talk about the rupas, it's the
it depends on we talk about the origination, or we talk about the patitasamuppada, then we talk about the moment that karma condition, the arising. So we do not talk about
falling away. And then at that moment when you're talking about the rupas, the Kammacca Rupa, this won't include the Citta Rupa or any of the other, the four classes.
The Lakkhana Rupa must be Lakkhana of all kinds of rupa, not only the Kammacca Rupa. Any kind of rupa must have four Lakkhana.
The Citta Rupa and
must have four. All rupas must have four.
But are they included in the rupa that we talk about here? For example, when you talk about
talking about the Kammacca Rupa, or we talk about all kinds of rupas. Mm-hmm.
I mean the rupa that's mentioned in the Patijasamubbada.
It depends on what are we talking about, the past, the present, or the condition for the future. Like Jetana of this life, the condition, the vipanta in the future, not in the past. And future here means not at the moment of its performed, but it's after that. So it can be next month or next year, can be future too, or next night, or the other night.
So when you talk about the Nama and Rupa, this condition right here, it can be any of the Rupas. And the Nama and Rupa condition,
Vinyana, yes. It means the Devasika which accompany the Vinyana of the Sangha. Vinyana only arising together.
And Nama here is just
Devasika.
At the same time. The way it's in the Patijasamuppada though, it looks like it's in a time sequence, like first this, then that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it does look that
it's
way.
It's like Pasta and Vedana.
Mm.
See? Not later at all. Yeah, it's the same. For the Patijasamuppada, when the mention about the Vinyana can be a condition for Nama and Rupa. Rupa is named Kammacca Rupa.
Only?
Only, yes.
No, that's what I was trying to ask.
At the same moment, the Patijasamuppada arises. Only Kammacca Rupa arises together with Patijasamuppada.
We don't talk about Citta Rupa or
not yet. Because at the moment when Patisamuppada arrives, how can we talk about the other rupa which hasn't arisen yet?
Mm-hmm.
The Citta Rupa hasn't arisen yet at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Only Kammacca Rupa can arise together with Patisamuppada.
But at Patisamuppada time, there's not. Jaku Vinyana. Jaku Pasada. Which is one of the
Pasada is Rupa.
Yeah. Jakupasada, yeah.
It's rupa, not vinyana.
Yeah. But in the Paticchasamuppada, the vinyana, paccaya, nama, rupa. Okay. One of the kamaja rupa is Jakupasada. But at the Patisandhicitta moment, there's no Jakupasada.
In what plane? In what plane?
In the human plane, for example.
In the human plane is right, but what about the other planes, like Deva?
Well, Deva plane, it's different. Ah, okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
That's why we must know all the citta and cetasikas, different planes, all kinds of rupa, so that we can understand paticchasamuppada. It's easy just to say, avicca pen pachai ke sankhara, and that all, just in 5 minutes.
Because there's so much confusion.
Right, exactly.
I'm not writer.
No,
I'm not a writer.
I never write.
I never write. I just talk, and then they compile all the talks.
I just
like to help the others to understand, but not writing.
I'm glad that there are
many writers now.
But then that's life, isn't it? That's how life really is, complex and
absolutely
deep. So it must be that way, you know? Buddha said the Paticchasamuppada is deep, deep. What's anything pressing on your thoughts since you know, recently, or anything on Dharma, or anything you want to bring up that you've learnt or want to learn? Or?
It's all about me. I haven't done anything but think about myself since I got here. I hear Dharma for a couple of hours on Saturday, but then I forget all of it. What little bits and pieces I've learned here and there, I have no idea what they are until I'm reminded of them, and then I remember something maybe for a moment, but not very much.
It's good to see you've learned a lot of modesty. You've accumulated great modesty. But when you're trying to convince somebody of something, sometimes I find myself getting involved a lot in thinking about the concepts, and at times that's a disadvantage, actually, that I've noticed.
Because until and unless you know what concepts are, then you tend to get seduced by it, mm-hmm. you know, and just dragged into it and think that it is real, you know, that it's actually the thing. And like Mike and I was talking yesterday, even though the concept of Satipatthana is the most attractive, the most that seemed to be the best way, but as long as our kilesas are still there, we just keep on enjoying concepts and just be dragged into it. Even though when we think about Satipatthana, we know that until and unless Satipatthana has happened, I mean, anything else we do, we can philosophize, we can talk about Nibbana, we can talk about the three lakana, we can talk, but we just end up, we just keep on talking and never get to the real thing.
You have to really think to try and write a good sentence, for example, that's going to help somebody. And you're more involved with the grammar of writing a good sentence, say, than being aware, even, you know, so that's a... But then again, sometimes you're writing that and it does condition awareness too. So you can't always, there's no rule that writing is going to take you away from it. It's just what something I notice sometimes.
Different from this moment?
So you said it's the cetasikas that accompanies the citta, that is caused by the citta? All of them?
By sahachata paccaya, by sambayutta paccaya, see. When we understand the paccaya, we can know right then what paccaya.
Yes.
By way of what paccaya is conditioned.
So it's just a set of cetasika or all of the possible ones?
Those which accompany that very
that
moment.
Jitta,
yes.
Has anybody asked about changing bhavanga cetas?
Suwan posted something on DSG asserting that, if I understood him correctly, that kama can arise in the course of a lifetime which will change the aramana of the bhavanga.
Is it possible?
What is bhavanga?
By any conditions,
yeah,
by
first,
any circumstance.
What is bhavanga?
Life continuum.
What is it?
It's something that is...
Something?